Hey, what's up, everyone? Welcome back to another episode of the Mobile Domination Podcast. As always, I am your host, Dan Hafner, founder of Dapper Mobile Apps and LaunchpadProject.net. So, welcome into this show. I'm super excited about today's topic. We are going to talk about the truth. That's right, my friends. I'm going to lay it all bare for you guys. I am going to expose some things. I'm going to hopefully break some old beliefs you guys have had. I'm going to take some provocative stances. And what, on what, you ask? No code and low code apps. That's right. So this is what I do, right? This is my business. This is how I got into this whole place. If you have not heard my story, you can always check it out. On previous episodes of this podcast, I won't get that super in-depth into it. But there are a lot of misconceptions out there, a lot of different things, different really untruths that I see a lot of people I work with have about the no code space. And today I'm gonna bust I think at least four, if not more, myths about this and really try to set the record straight on a lot of things. So for those of you who don't know my story, the company I started called Dapper Mobile Apps, I built that out of a need and a necessity because I had no idea how to build apps, right? I really found that there were a lot of really out of reach ways to build apps, right? I didn't know how to code and I did not have a ton of money to dump into custom development, which is what I find happens with a lot of people who are app entrepreneurs or app entrepreneur hopefuls, right? So the next logical solution to getting your idea, getting your startup, getting your platform out there is a no-code solution. One, because it's faster, it's cheaper, it's a lot simpler, and you can be faster to market, right? So there's all kinds of pros to the no-code space, and I want to tackle a couple of the cons that people see or run into, whether you've been down this space or not. The first one that I hear all the time is that, you know, no code is junk. It's silly. It's not what I need, right? So that's the first thing I run into. And what I will say is you might be right, you might be wrong, right? It depends on the platform that you're using. There's a ton. I mean, there's more coming out every day. There's a ton of no-code app building softwares out there, whether you're talking about just mobile apps or you're talking about web apps, right? There's just all kinds of different platforms, and it really depends. Yes, there are some where you probably will end up with a junk app or something that doesn't work correctly or doesn't even have the features or the capabilities that you want and need in an app, right? That's just bare fact. That can just be the absolute truth. But there's also some out there that can create something that is really, really incredible and really awesome and has a lot more than you might have thought would have been involved, right? So when people get caught up in this, oh, you know, I had this no code app or I've done this before, or I'm looking at these templates and they're not really looking like what I need. Well, I'll ask you, what do you really need to launch? Do you need all of the different advanced features and, you know, all the different stuff? Nine times out of 10, when I work with someone, they rattle off all the different features and the wants and the wishes and the desires they have of their app. And then they say their budget. And I'm like, well, you know, good luck with that, but you're going to have to pay someone six figures or more to get that idea to come to life. Like, that's just the plain truth of it. If you're going with a custom agency, someone who's going to build something for you from scratch using custom code, right? And that's why we introduced the no code tool, or the low code tool, I call it, which is basically a combination of using pre-templatized no code templates on top of, you know, embeddable code or, you know, HTML, JavaScript, CSS, that type of stuff, right? Which is basically using some code on top of no code, right? So yeah, you can end up with junky apps. You can end up with templatized types of things. But Apple and Google and those companies have caught onto this and they take those down. They're trying to promote quality apps in the App Store, and these no code tools, they don't just spit out templates. You'll see a lot of them promote like, hey, build your app in three steps. Like, it's always more complicated than that. I promise you, it's always, 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 always more complicated than that. And the, you know, the junkier your product turns out to be, the more likely it will be to be taken down, or really the harder it will even be to get approved onto the store in the first place, right? So it just depends on a lot of things. The second con I hear a lot of when it comes to no code tools, or people who, you know, when I introduce this concept of no code into them, is, well, there's no flexibility, right? Some people have built some things are like, it just, I really want it to do this thing, but it doesn't do it, right? Or maybe you've signed up for a platform. And this is how I started also. You would be signing up for platforms or trying to build a certain app that has, you're looking for a platform that has a certain functionality. It's like, hey, I need this to have GPS tracking, or I need this to, you know, sync with Apple Pay, or I need this to do all these different things. And you get into a platform and you find out they don't have that. And then you just start to think, well, none of these tools have what I need to pull this off. There's no flexibility here. It's like you either have the template or nothing else, right? And that's also not true, because again, it depends on that functionality. Are you dead set on building something in a super custom way that has to be that certain way? Or are you open and are you flexible to thinking about how to accomplish that same functionality, perhaps in a different way, right? I'll give you a prime example. A lot of people want to, they have no idea how to like capture information, or they want to have like a certain way that, you know, users go through and they fill out some information or they submit something inside of the app, right? Whether it's a form or whether it's whatever. You know, we can use a lot of pre-built other software, like tools like JotForm, Typeform, those types of things, to actually embed inside of the app, which gives it a native look and feel, but is not custom coded. Like, you can sign up for those accounts for free. You know what I mean? So like, if you're flexible and you're open-minded on how you're accomplishing the same outcome, you can come up with ways to hack your way into getting an app, right? You can actually just come up with the same solution. It doesn't have to be elaborate. It doesn't have to be extravagant or expensive to build. But that's the key, is having a mindset of being open, of being like, hey, you know what? Well, this might be expensive to do in the way that we really want to do it, but what we can do is get proof of concept with a simpler function, with a no code tool, right? This is really where the low code stuff comes in, because even if some of these platforms don't have, like, I mean, there's just nothing, I just need it to have this thing, and it's just, there's nothing we can do, there's no other pre-built software out there, okay, then let's build that one piece that's custom. Like, we're working on a couple of projects right now where we're doing that. We're building 95% of the app using the no code tools, the plugins, the APIs that we have set up. But there's one feature that we're building as a custom feature using code. We're actually, you know, outsourcing this, building this in-house to actually build a custom functionality on top of no code functionality, right? So it just depends again. One of the third and probably the biggest one, gripes or, you know, cons that I hear people talk about, when it comes to no code apps, is this thought or this conception or this perception that they are unscalable, right? There's just no capacity there. You know, I'm going to scale my app to be millions and millions of people. Like, how is this going to handle that? Right. Well, first of all, I'll tell you, you know, good luck scaling it that way, because if you're already thinking that big, that's good. You want to have that mindset, but you haven't even thought, have you really thought through your marketing, you know, strategy? Or have you really thought through the budget that it's going to take to build your app that big? Yeah, we can sit here and say every day, you know, your app's going to be the next Facebook, your app's going to be the next WhatsApp, your app's going to be the next TikTok, whatever. Is that going to happen? Probably not. Maybe, but it could, right? So you need to be prepared for that fact. But what I will say is that we've seen time and time again, the people we work with who are just trying to build an app for their clients, for their, you know, their business, just to, you know, use it as a resource, use it as a tool, as a tool set, as a toolkit, or whatever they're trying to do. It works perfectly fine. They're not interested in scaling it to a million people or 10 million people or a billion people or whatever. But that being said, right, you can scale no code apps very, very large, very, very quickly, and they can handle those types of infrastructures. Again, this depends on the platform, but there are a lot of some of the most reputable ones you'll find out there will support, you know, they don't charge per download, they don't charge per user, they don't charge per thing. Some of them do, So they say, hey, the more users you get, the more server space you're taking up, the more we have to charge, which is okay as well. And that's actually a good sign, because those are the ones that can scale infinitely with you, because it just comes down to you just pay more money, right? But you also have to think, you know, you can migrate things. You can change from a no-code tool to a custom tool down the road if that capacity gets to a point where it literally cannot be handled, right? Like, that's not the end of the world if that needs to happen. Some people are like, well, then why wouldn't I just go with the coded feature, you know, the custom thing built thing from the beginning? Well, you have increased server costs, right? You have increased development costs. The whole point is to try to save money and get your proof of concept out there, right? So when you have proof of concept, when you have just beta users, when you have just those things going on, you don't need endless server capacity. You don't need endless, you know, API call functionality. You just need a limited amount of it. So a no-code tool is perfect for that, because it allows you to scale and to iterate fast. I mean, we've had thousands and thousands and thousands of people download and sign up for our apps inside of one day, and it works perfectly fine. There's no crash. There's no lag. Obviously, there's downtime from time to time with things, but that's really just a misconception. I've literally never heard of, scaling problems on a large scale from anyone who's used like a no-code tool. It's not something that happens, right? It just really isn't. It's kind of one of those fake fears that I try to ease with people. And then there's also other solutions out there. There's a really cool solution. I've actually interviewed the owner of this company on this podcast. You can go back. His name is Mark Pillar, I believe. And he owns a company called Backendless, and they integrate with a lot of no-code tools. And it literally is what it's called. It's Backendless. You basically have almost unlimited and infinitely scalable backend support for your no code tools. It's really, really cool. I will support them. I do use that tool. I will, plug them here for good reason, because it works really, really, really well. So there are other solutions out there that can be integrated, right? So that's another myth buster for you guys. And then I guess finally, the last one I hear a lot, the fourth, con or misconception or false belief that I see with the no code or low code tools is that, they're easy, they're cheap, they're easy to build. Like, I can do it. If you look at any site, they say like, oh, just build your app. It's easy. We make it as easy as 1, 2, 3, right? Like I said before in the show, it's never that easy. I mean, unless you're trying to just build something that is literally the exact template that you picked from them, right? Then yeah, okay. You could technically click build and then it's built, right? Like that's pretty simple, but you're going to want customization. You're going to want different things. You're going to want, some different things to whatever that template comes with, whether it's content or images or colors or links or whatever, right? So it's just simply not true. Just because you have no code tools to build an app, whether it's a mobile app or a web app or both, it doesn't mean that it's just easy. Anyone can do it, right? That was kind of how I got my start. Was I built the app that I wanted to build, 20 or 30 times, if not more, using every different platform I could possibly Google and find for no code tools. And that's what I found when I was starting out with some of them. They're not intuitive. They're really hard to understand. They have different features, different navigation things. They all have kind of the same stuff there, right? But it's just where you find it, how you execute it, how it ties in, how it links, how it looks, how it feels. Like, there's just so many different ways to this. So even though you have a tool, it's just like a ClickFunnels or a funnel builder type of software. Like, they make it easy to use, but that doesn't mean that it is easy to use. You still have to figure it out. There's a learning curve there. Once you get the hang of building things like that, then yeah, it can turn into something. That's exactly how I turned this into a business, right? Like, I literally got good at building them, and I decided I'm going to go do this and build them for people, right? So that's what we build. We build no code apps. If you have an app idea, if you have something that you want to do, and an idea you want to get out there, but you don't want to build it or take the time to build it yourself, that is the service that we provide. We will come in and we will build your no-code app, either using our software, or we will do it with some other softwares from time to time on a case-to-case basis. I wonder if you guys can hear my dog snoring in the background. she refuses not to lay on my lap, so she's always on my lap when I do these. But anyway, that is really what we do. Like we will help build those, because not only is that giving you the best of both worlds, where you actually have a quicker to market time, you have a simpler product, you have a scalable product out of the box, but you also don't have the learning curve of trying to figure it out while you're trying to run your business, while you're trying to do stuff, right? We'll come in and we'll actually help you build that and integrate your business systems and your technology systems and your payment systems and your appointment systems, all that stuff inside of one tool, right? Because it can be a lot. Like, it's not easy. You can build these yourself. There's nothing wrong with doing that. I encourage that with people. We have all the tools to do that if that's something you're interested in as well. But more often than not, I find that a lot of people, they just need some guidance. They just, even if you don't want it done for you, if you don't want to pay the high prices to have it done and built for you, there's ways we can do that. We have a mastermind we launch every 3 months where we actually do it with you. We will go through and build your app, build your systems, get your product launched in 90 days. And you can actually find out more about that if you want to message us, right? But there's just all kinds of different ways. So you don't have to let these myths and false beliefs about no code slow you down, right? You just don't. So hopefully I busted some beliefs for you guys. If you've ever been thinking about or used some no code software for, you know, a platform, a software as a service, an app, whatever in the future, or if you've done it in the past and it hasn't worked out or whatever, I highly encourage you to take another look at it, because it truly is something that's not only changed my life, but changed a lot of our clients' lives and the way that they, you know, morph their business and grow their business and promote their business. It really, really is super, super cool. And just, there's so many false beliefs with it. Like I told you today, like the fact that it's easy and cheap to set up, not always true. The fact that it's junk and never going to be able to provide you a good thing, not true, right? The fact that it's not flexible, not true, right? The perception that it's unscalable, not true, right? I shouldn't have said the fact of, like, these are not true things. So I hope that I was able to shed a little bit of light on these for you, and you can think about this a little bit differently. And then, as always, if you are interested, you can actually go to dappermobileapps.com and you can see we have a calculator on there of what your no-code app would actually cost to build. And you can plug in the different features you'd like to see and all that stuff, because that'll actually hopefully bust the cost feature for you. Because, yeah, it might, believe me, if you go on those, I just want to caveat that, if you go onto that and that site and you click our calculator, that is a done-for-you service for us to build it for you, right? So if you want to do it yourself, you want to do some other things, we have our product called Launchpad, where you can actually get all the tools you need to build it yourself, or build it with us inside of our mastermind, right? So that is all. I hope that you guys got some value out of this. I hope you got, you know, some different ways of thinking, some ideas maybe we sparked. We'd love to have a conversation with you and talk about this. So you can always do that over at dappermobileapps.com as well. And if you guys have any comments or things to add inside this episode, feel free to send me a message or comments or anything like that on this podcast as well. All right, guys, that's all I got for you. Really appreciate it. Be sure to download the Mobile Domination app, where you can get this app, this podcast, and more live shows that we do on a weekly basis. And join us on Facebook. The Facebook group is called Mobile App Mastery. I might change that in the near future. So if you're listening to this in the future and it doesn't exist, just listen to a future episode to get the new name. Anyways, appreciate you guys. Thank you so much. Talk to you later.